Bill Collar of Seymour knows his town's connection to the popular sandwich. For 19 years, he's represented the town during the annual Burger Fest, playing historical proprietor Charlie McGreen, best known as Hamburger Charlie. Collar recites a verse he uses in his reenactments.
There's no need to search, there's no need to roam, just come to Seymour, it's the hamburger's home.
Collar says the town of Seymour, population 3,500, has proof that McGreen created the Great American Burger at the Outagamie County Fair in 1885.
He was actually selling meatballs and people weren't buying those, so he packed the meatball in between two pieces of bread and squashed it together and called it a hamburger.
Every year, Seymour's annual Burger Fest draws in thousands of visitors, who generate up to $15,000 for local scholarships and improvement efforts. But roughly 1,200 miles south of Seymour, Texas Representative Betty Brown of Athens has filed a resolution declaring that the first hamburger was made by local vendor Fletch Davis at his lunch stand in the 1880s. Athens native and booster Peggy Gould says Davis later visited the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis.
And set up a stand on the Midway and started cooking his sandwich. The rest is history. It came up very quickly and lots of fun.
Gould is the town's reigning burger queen and helps put on a cook-off recognizing Davis's beefy innovation. The annual event usually makes about $10,000 to help pay for a variety of projects in this town of 12,000. Backers of Athens's hamburger heritage say it's well documented. But more than 1,600 miles to the east,
three cheeseburgers.
There it is.
Okay.
Sprite? Yeah.
Diners gather at Louis' Lunch in New Haven, Connecticut. Fourth-generation proprietor Jeff Lassen is proud of his brick pub-style restaurant, including a vertical cast-iron broiler that's been cooking patties for more than a century.
We started our business in 1895. And we stand by our claim that we did the first burger in 1900. We've been here for 112 years, and it's up to everybody else to prove their claims and last as long as we have.
Local legend says founder Louis Lassen made history when he stuck a slab of chopped beef between two slices of toast for a customer on the run. This account has been covered on CNN, Oprah, Good Morning America, and several hundred newspapers. The Library of Congress also calls Louis' Lunch the burger's birthplace. But no one in this burger battle is conceding. State Senator Tom Nelson of Kaukauna, Wisconsin, is even crafting a resolution to counter the Texas one, naming Seymour as the rightful burger cradle. Backers say Seymour also beat out Athens, New Haven, and other towns' claims in an internet vote during the National Burger Festival in Akron, Ohio last year.
Well, not to mix the metaphors, but that's a lot of baloney in each case.
John Mariani, author of the Encyclopedia of American Food and Drink, says the terms hamburger and hamburger steak predate all known claims by decades. He says unlike Toll House cookies and Eggs Benedict, the hamburger's precise point of origin remains lost in the mists of culinary time. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.